Hi there. This is the guy you married? Well, I am concerned. I just walked 9 miles, and at mile 7, I was feeling a bit tired. I did do 9 miles in 2 hours, so for about a half a mile, I started feeling tired. Does that mean I'm sick? I don't know if you'll see the farce in that or not. I heard some more stuff about the way people are panicking today and the way that people are trusting in the state. And it is absolutely disgusting. And I wonder about my own family. You know, one of the things that came to mind was, again, the comment from Jim Cross when, you know, it mentioned that there was an offer to do software for reading license plates. Don't you understand? I mean, are you that blind? I mean, what they're doing now. And by the way, you might not want me back there, because if you have given cell phones to your kids, they're gone. Not a chance. What's happening now with the tracking is absolutely ridiculous. And what's happened with this fictional virus is they got people to say, oh yes, track me, I need your help, protect me from those vile people. And that's the issue. I just walked, like I said, just walked 9 miles. And if I did that in some places like New York, people would look at me with serious concern. In some places, in some countries right now, in Israel, I'd be arrested, because that's illegal. And it may not reach here. It started some places, but it will soon. That's what my kids are being handed. Are they being prepared to know how to respond? Not if Jim Cross has his way. It's bow to the state. Kiss the ring. I am really, really concerned. These are my kids. And they're being taught the Bible means nothing. The Lord is a figment of your imagination. Don't trust him because he's not real. Trust in the state with all your heart. That's what they're being told. And it concerns me because Jim Cross is hating my kids. And apparently, he's taught my wife to do the same, because obviously, you know, it was so fascinating to me to do the study in Molech. Because Mr. Cross, you have sacrificed your daughter to Molech. I would point you to the scripture on that, but I don't think you know how to read. It really disgusts me. It really, really disgusts me. Because the people I love are being shown a false god. To trust in the state because the Lord means nothing. He is weak and feeble, isn't he? Sorry, the Lord I serve is sovereign. His command is to trust him, not the state. Those who trust the state, his words, are cowards. I love my family. And Dorothy Jane. I love my wife.